Cyber Beats.
Introducing DJ Neo.
Powered by the future. No gas, no guilt, just torque and tilt. Tesla Dega Nights.
Black chrome ghosting past the mall. White LEDs carve the wall. Silencer 0 to 60. Got your hand on the geisha pretty. Red beam from the tower scans. We're off radar, no plans. Region charging every drift. Feel the current, that's the gift.
That's the gift, that's the gift, that's the gift, that's the gift, that's the gift.
Tesla Dega.
Hey, it's Jay with Tesla Bay TV. All right, I'm going to start that over. Hey, it's Jay with Cyber Beats, and I am on the line right now with someone very cool that I've followed for years, and we're talking about the Invitational coming up, the Tesla Sebring 6, March 28th. So I want to introduce you to Blake Fuller, and just kind of, you know, just first of all, how are you, Blake? What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, man.
So
it's pretty cool to talk about the first event that is going to be coming to Sebring, where we're going to have some, you know, catered time for Teslas to be able to turn some open laps around a very short track. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly. And now, my understanding is you will be there as one of our instructors, right? Because that's what I want to jump into is most of the people already listening, if you don't know who Blake Fuller is, it's a simple YouTube search and you will find endless, incredible footage of what he does. And but he's going to be one of the instructors with us that day. Is that correct?
So the group that we're going to be running in conjunction with that are helping make this possible is called Chin Track Days, C-H-I-N, mm-hmm. Chin Track Days. And I have been an instructor with that group for the majority of my professional driving career. So for 23 years, I've been instructing for Chin Track Days, formerly known as Chin Motorsports. And in the early days, it was all internal combustion cars. Then in the mid-2000s, we brought out some of the first hybrids. And in 2015, we actually started bringing the Model S P90 DL. And yeah, pretty soon afterwards, they were Model 3s. Now we have about a half a dozen. It's not the Sebring 6 per se, but we have about a half a dozen regulars that own Teslas that are already coming out to multiple tracks throughout the last couple of years. And often when it's the first time Tesla participant, I try to make sure that I'm the one who's involved to make it, you know, the unique things about our cars that are so cool, just to be able to help instruct and guide and make it a great thing.
That is awesome. So yeah, this is going to be such a blast. Now we've already got a few plaids confirmed and a Cyber Beast confirmed. So give me the dynamic of how the day is going to flow. Just kind of a basic walkthrough of, you know, especially for the first timers that have never tracked a car. How does it work? Like how does the instruction go?
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about the venue. So again, the venue is the Sebring International Raceway, which is a full-time race course. It's about 3.4 miles long. It's comprised of concrete, asphalt, different types of mixed Florida, almost highways and byways materials, but also it was really based on an original airport army base. And so it's an amazingly high-speed track that's in Sebring, Florida, which if you were to kind of drop a pin from above Florida, it kind of is almost in the center, right in the dead center. And that's going to be the venue. The overall schedule is that those who participate is highly encouraged that they get there Friday evening, mm-hmm. and stay at one of the local hotels, or there's even a hotel that's at the track that has Tesla charging, destination charging there.
Cool.
So that way everybody's getting in there, get their vehicles charged. The day of the event, which is Saturday, and it's going to be Saturday, March 18th, I believe.
March 28th.
Quick second.
Yeah, March 28th.
March 28th. On that day, it starts with a general driver's meeting, which is going to include and expect about 80 total drivers that will be at the venue that day.
Cool.
And because this is a first time that we're kind of carving out a select program for the Tesla crew, it's a very exclusive, like, six person invite right now.
Right.
It can grow from there, but it's really all those people get together. They do a driver's meeting. Driver's meeting basically is like a roll call, like, hey, everybody's here, here's the flags that we use for like communication from the corner workers of are the, you know, we're safe. Is there something that you need to be aware of? So on and so forth. And then they'll kind of break those, that larger group into subgroups as to what classes or what run times are going to be in it. So our group will kind of be broken off to where we'll have our own unique schedule throughout the day. And that starts off with basically a track orientation session, which is very brief, just to kind of get everybody's eyes on what's out there. And it is still to be determined if we're going to have it where we may just have some of the participants ride with, like, myself around the track to familiarize themselves with it, because it's, you know, a new first big experience. Or if we may have other coaches in the passenger seat in that first, like, 30-minute session, which kind of starts the day. After that, there's a classroom session, which gives the overall, you know, kind of vehicle dynamics training, as well as some of the safety tips, and really helps everybody in. It's kind of like going to like a Skip Barber Racing School or a Bob Ondurant or otherwise. You're getting some of that, those car control skills being taught to you. After that, then we'll go out and have a 30-minute session on track with your Tesla. And after that, then you'll have an opportunity to charge. There's a lunch. Then there's another afternoon session of 30 minutes that you'll get to drive. And keep in mind, like 30 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot of time for your mind to be hyper-focused. Yeah. At speed in a car. And so right. You're going to get a total of an hour track time throughout the day on a very historic track at an extremely low price.
Wow. Yeah. And now what will the top speeds that you've hit in your plaid, like what is the top speed on the straightaway going to hit?
So I don't want to lead the witness. I will say that, these are the boxes that happen to have been checked on my car.
Yes.
Was, you know, full racing seat, harness, safety equipment, better brake pads, better brake fluid, and upgraded tires, right? Uh-huh. That being said, the vehicle has the ability to hit speeds in excess of 150. There's been multiple times that when I'm going to set a record, my car did not have the track package 200 mile an hour top speed, so I would hit the 174, and it's kind of held at that 174 for about a second or two before I get into the braking zone for the final turn. So there's a couple of very long straightaways at Sebring, and it is a very high speed track. It's technical. It doesn't have a lot of elevation, but it's got a lot of bumps and a lot of big expanse of concrete that really lends itself to going really fast, but it's also something that you gotta respect.
Wow. So you said your top speed there is 174 you've hit for a second or two before. That's great. That's wild.
Yeah, that's all the car would do.
Wow. That is incredible. So let me think, That covers all of it. That paints the picture. Now, any of the guys or girls that want to take it real serious and study ahead of time, like me, I went ahead and watched. It seemed like there's some videos that people kind of teach you out about the turns, and you can kind of see the track before you get out there. Do you recommend that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of like studying before a test, and this happens to be a game where anticipation is definitely more valuable than reaction speed, right? Being able to like know what to expect. So there are lots of videos on YouTube, and there's some that I can kind of work with you to curate a few little links to just say, hey, this is a great turn by turn navigation of how you go about driving around Sebring and how you really think of the entire track as just one cohesive flowing drive that you should do, as opposed to a lot of times people will just get in the car for the first time and they just think, I'm going to hit the throttle and try to get to that next corner real quick, brake super hard, whip it through it, floor back out. There's a lot more to it. And that's part of the fun of this hobby, is that like you go out and you, with experience, you get better and better. You know, it's a really challenging and rewarding hobby. And what I think is really great about the Tesla vehicles is that outside of simple items like brake pads, brake fluid, making sure your tires are good, making sure that, you know, everything's up to maintenance, the actual maintenance and running costs for the vehicles are so much less than for others who bring out vehicles that have to have oil changes for not just engine, but transmission. They've got to do spark plugs. They've got to get expensive race fuel. This is a very approachable hobby with our Teslas. Plus, the Teslas, you don't have to worry about being in the wrong gear ever, right? You're not going to miss a shift. Wow. And the stability controls on the vehicles are pretty tunable, so you can actually get a lot of assistance from the driving dynamics of the car itself to try to, you know, rein in a little bit of that sometimes enthusiasm of wanting to go a little bit too fast than what the tires can handle.
Okay, now, does the Chintrac keep tabs on everybody's speed? Like, is there a kind of a competitive edge to it all, like with all the 80 drivers,
There isn't. There's no official timing that occurs. There is no contest of speed or racing that's occurring, which is very good from an insurance standpoint for those who are like, oh man, my insurance is going to drop me if I do a contest of speed, right? So there's no time set, but they don't prohibit and they don't discourage it if somebody has their own lap timer, which are, if you have a Plaid or you have a performance model vehicle, if you're in track mode and you set your start-finish line in track mode to the start-finish line at Sebring, you're going to have, you know, your lap times there that will be reported, that you can compare with others. But really, this is about getting people out and really enjoying their cars in a manner that, you know, honestly, they're going to be driving at triple legal speeds, right, for a lot of times, and doing things that would absolutely get you arrested or cussed out on the highways. So it's an opportunity to go have some fun with your car and really enjoy some of its capabilities.
And, well, and I guess more than anything, and just kind of, especially with the Plaid, you can see if you beat your own time the first time or the second time, getting comfortable. Wow, this is awesome. This is going to be an adrenaline rush. And let me think. Is there anything else you think we should hit on that we need to talk about for the drivers? Well,
I think it's very important that, because times of the essence, we're 6 weeks away from the event, and there's such a limited number of people that if, you know, you have interest, go ahead and absolutely sign up now. And I will say that with signing up, do make sure that you are on board with making sure your vehicle is safe to you, meaning that we all know that our Teslas like to chew the inside edge of our rear tires, right? Don't just be looking at the outside of your shoulder of your rear tires going, yeah, I got tons of tread left. Chances are there might be like 2 30-second seconds almost down to cords on the inside. That's going to ruin your day. You want to make sure you've got your tires in good shape. You definitely want to be able to change brake fluid on the cars. If you don't have the Highland Performance Model 3, the very latest track spec Plaids, and some of the latest Plaids do have brake pads and fluids that are capable, that if you're not going to try to set lap records, that will at least be safe. If you've got a Plaid that's a 20 through a 20, early 2023, you definitely going to want to do a brake fluid flush and ideally some better brake pads. And I happen to have tons of sets of brake pads that my sponsor has worked with me that we can be able to offer those for a discount. And we'll just have to coordinate kind of how that work gets done. But you're going to enjoy your life so much more and actually be safer if you've got proper braking on your car. All of our cars have plenty of acceleration. We don't have to worry about that.
Perfect. So I know for sure one of the Plaids, he's a modified Plaid. And so I'm guessing, because he definitely usually does his brakes. I'm talking about Preston. I'm guessing his are, so because it's a 2021 or 2022, but... he definitely does brakes, but we'll find out. And then the Cyber Beast, what about a Cyber Beast as far as his, I assume his brakes will be good with, you know, that's going to be a brand new one.
I don't know if I would make that assumption yes or no, but okay. I will say that the way that brakes often get overheated is that a vehicle is able to accelerate very, very quickly in between turns and then has enough grip on its tires to be able to generate enough heat buildup to where the pads are really working hard. Depending on the tires on the Cybertruck, there's a lot lower overall grip adhesion on those versus, say, a Plaid Michelin, you know, P4S or a, you know, Pirelli P0. So they might be okay. It will be the first time I've seen a Cybertruck on a full track. I've seen, obviously, some videos on go-kart tracks and short runs and autocrosses, but that's a little bit different thermal loading. So I think, you know, no matter what, it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun to have a Cybertruck out there. It's going to be fun to have any of the Teslas.
Yeah.
But we've all got to have the mindset, like, hey, this is a going out to have fun, and it's a very low cost. I mean, this is a super low cost of entry of just a couple hundred dollars to be able to get onto a historic racetrack with an hour of track time with professional driving instruction. It's like, it's almost free. It's really kind of that getting your foot in the door to go, hey, this is a great experience. I like this hobby. And then this is what I want to improve for next time. That's really the opportunity here is to go out for all of us, have a good time, and to set it up so that those who want to do it again, it just gets better and faster.
Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And yeah, it's going to be so unique having a Cyber Beast out there and just is in the mix. So, all right, man. Well, I really appreciate you kind of just working with me to put this idea and vision together. And of course, we'll take it even to the next higher level as we get this footage of this initial six. This is going to be so cool. Awesome, man.
Yeah, and so what we'll do is, and I'm happy to help out with making sure everybody is, you know, got some time to be up to speed as to what they need to do. So if you have interest in going, you know, if you've got some questions, you want to reach out to Jay and say, hey, look, what exactly do I need? Here's my specific vehicle. This is what's done to it. You know, I'll work with Jay and get the info back. So that way you kind of have some guidance. And you're not going to have to do this alone.
That's what's the coolest part about this one is it's not only you're going to do it alone, but it's with Blake Fuller. We've got an EV pro that is going to walk us through this amazing experience. So I know I can't wait to be there and experience.
I've got the battle scars. I'm happy to help save others from them.
Yes, you've got the scars and the stories to share, bro. So, all right, man. Well, great catching up with you again, and I will see you hopefully as soon as next weekend. But otherwise, I'll see you in Sebring.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be going sideways in about a week's time, and we'll be going super fast in about a month's time.